Hi there.
Hello.
My name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's One Another public art project in Trafalgar Square. The date today is the 8th of July 2009 and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your age and where you come from.
Yeah, my name is Cora Gould, I'm 23 and I'm from Ipplepen in Devon.
And how are you today?
I'm okay, tired. I've been up, like, worried that I wouldn't wake up, so I've been, like, up most of the night.
But you made it?
Yes.
Brilliant. So, how did you hear about the project initially?
I think probably through press cover. I've already heard it mostly by word of mouth from other people. I was aware of the Fourth Fence project anyway, and I was really, like, pleased to hear that Gormley had got it, because he's probably my favourite contemporary artist.
Fabulous. And what made you want to take part in the project?
Well, Gormley's work was the first proper exhibition that I ever went to see in an art gallery. I went on a school to Tate St Ives in 2001 when I was about 15 and I saw his work there. And I think it really stayed with me because I've now just completed a degree in art history and I'm looking to get into a career in museums and galleries, and I feel that was kind of one of the first things that sort of inspired me to follow that path.
Fantastic. And what are you going to do on the plinth today?
I'm going to make paper aeroplanes today because I felt that I wanted to make something, a sort of a creative production, a sort of art within the project. And the plane seemed like a symbol for the war commemoration, which really speaks to the context of Trafalgar Square and the other three plinths. But I wanted my planes to sort of speak to that context, but be peaceful. So they're just made of white paper and I'm going to fly them out into the square and hope that people will pick them up and sort of keep them as a memento of the project.
Brilliant. And why are you going to do this? What made you decide to choose this particular way of occupying your time at the plinth?
Well, I'm a little bit worried about my time occupying the plinth because it's just started to rain. I'm worried that my idea actually might be a little bit weather permitting. But I've been thinking about it for a long time, but I sort of wanted to do something that seemed sort of resonant with the project rather than something that was sort of gimmicky. I thought, well, as much as I would love to go up in a fancy dress, I think a lot of people are doing that and I wanted to do something a little bit different.
And how are you feeling about going up there now?
A bit nervous at the moment, actually. Yeah.
And what would you say it means to you to be a part of this project?
It means an awful lot to me. I do... just to be part of that portrait of Britain that is the artist, and I think is really important. I wanted to sort of represent people who studied the arts and who have that kind of interest in this field.
No, that's great. And have you got anything? What would you say is important to you the moment in this particular point
in
your life?
Most of my friends and my family, I'm really hoping that lots of them are going to be watching me online because no one was able to come up to London to see me today. I have a message written on the back of my t-shirt, which is a very private joke for my sister and won't mean anything to anybody else. I sort of wanted to send that message to her. She's my best friend.
Can you just kind of briefly paint us a small picture of you as an individual?
I've just finished my degree and I've got to think about getting a proper job now, which is terrifying me. I actually just want to be a student forever and ever. I like spending time with my friends. I'm very interested in the arts. I go to lots of exhibitions.
That's
I did.
And let's see, is there anything you'd like to add to kind of to say kind of how you're feeling about at the moment about going upon the camp?
Just a bit scared, really. It's a bit nerve-wracking, but I saw the first person go up on Monday, and I read in the paper that she said she found it very relaxing once she got up there, so I'm hoping to have that similar experience.
Is there any, who are you doing this for?
Myself and my family.
Okay, that's great, thank you.